Thanks for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. I'm speaking to you from a recorded line. Who am I? Who do I have the privilege of speaking to today?
Hi, John.
Laura. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I have Laura Butler Johnson on the line.
Okay.
And Butler is hyphenated with Johnson.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Laura. Nice speaking with you. My name
Hi.
Is John. I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I'm assuming you or a loved one you know was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the popular weed killer spray Roundup. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. It was yourself? Okay. So I'll be helping you today file a claim for compensation for your exposure to Roundup that resulted in your cancer diagnosis, your lymphoma diagnosis. But before I begin, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Correct.
Okay.
That's
do you know
true.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And then, Laura, do you know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? There's many different kinds, but do you happen to know what it might be?
I have a B cell.
You have a B cell. Okay. Would that be diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
I'm not really sure because I'm not really sure. I've always heard them just say B cell.
Okay.
I'm not.
That's right. I could put unknown for the time being. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And so you're filing this claim as an adult, your legal age. And then what year were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was 2014. Well, actually 2018. The test was 2014 and then two fourteen was the test and 2018 was the diagnosis.
Okay. So 2018 is when you got confirmation that you developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
And what was your age at that time out of the diagnosis?
It's either 2014 or 2017 because I know they went really close together in testing, and I know on 2018 was when they started 2017 was when they started treating me.
Okay, so we'll have to correct this. Okay, so
yeah.
You probably got diagnosed in 2017 then.
No, I got diagnosed in 2018. But it was April of April 14th I got diagnosed, and April 17th I got treatments with. They were doing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you saying that you were diagnosed? What was the date of your diagnosis? I'm sorry.
April 14th, 2018.
Okay, April 14th, 2018. Okay.
Yeah, my mom's calling me. If I have to yell, just forgive me, because she can't hear it. Yeah. Oh, shit. Trying to go to the bathroom, everybody coming in. Trying to talk to you. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. Okay, so just to clarify, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on April 14th, 2018.
Right.
Okay. Do you know anybody else that used Roundup and was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, NHL?
I probably do, but I don't know what they were diagnosed with.
Okay. And then how did you use the spray?
Because I do know people who were using it, so I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's for referrals. So if you meet someone that was diagnosed with a cancer after using Roundup, you can forward my contact information to that person.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
My mother is driving me crazy.
Okay.
I'm trying to talk to you, and she can't hear, so she's calling me.
I'm sorry.
Come on in, baby. I'm sorry, honey. I thought I had a quiet moment. I see. No, I'm busy. This is important. Go away. Okay, I'll go over there. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Laura. Thank you. All right, so how did you use the product?
I'm back to you.
Thank you. How did you use the product?
I was using it by spraying.
All right, did you use it in a home setting, a work setting?
It's a residential setting.
Okay, so at your home?
Yeah.
And what was the address to that home that you used it at?
7739 Kelly, Pittsburgh, PA, 15208.
7739 Kelly?
Yeah, 7739 Kelly.
And how do you spell Kelly? Kelly Street?
Yeah, girl's name, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
Okay. And that was in Pittsburgh, California?
No, Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay, would that be 7739 Kelly Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15208?
Yes.
Okay. And then when you got that diagnosis for NHL, were you between the ages of 18 and 79?
I was 52 I was.
Okay, so you were between 18 and 79. Okay. And then how many years did you use Roundup approximately?
9 years.
9 years?
Approximately,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you use Roundup for at least 10 days during that 9-year period?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used it once a month.
Okay. And then am I speaking to you on a cell phone or a landline?
I only have a cell phone.
Okay. And then you're a resident of the United States, is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then what other illnesses do you may have? HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus, any of those illnesses have you had? Have you had any of those in the past? Okay.
Not yet.
Hopefully never. And then have you ever had chemotherapy for a cancer other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And then your injury or your the diagnosis was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and then you're filing this claim on your behalf. Laura is your first name, L-A-U-R-A, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your last name is Butler-Johnson?
Yes.
Is Butler spelled B-U-T-L-E-R?
Yes.
And then hyphen J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. And your gender is female?
Yes.
And your marital status?
Single.
Single, okay. And what is the last 4 digits of your social?
7110.
That'd be 7110?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have any teeth. 7 as in 6?
I'm sorry.
110?
I'm sorry. What was
I was trying to figure out. No, I was trying to figure out how to say 7 and have an S for it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's why I said 6. Trying to get it to go together.
I'm sorry.
It didn't work.
What's the last 4 digits of your social, please?
7110.
Okay, 7110.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't have no teeth.
That's okay. And then what is your date of birth, please?
11/3/1962.
Okay, November 3rd, 1962.
Yes.
And how did you first learn of the outreach for Roundup? And how did you first
learn? It's been on TV.
TV.
Yeah, I saw it on TV, and I didn't pay it no attention for a little while, and then all of a sudden I was like, no, I think I better pay this some attention.
Okay. And then when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup, that your non-Hodgkin lymphoma may have been related to Roundup?
When they asked me questions at the doctor's office, because they were asking me, was I using any type of chemicals or something like that, and I was telling them yes, and they were like, well, what type of chemicals you were using? And I told them, basically doing mostly outdoor work, spraying weeds and stuff like that.
Okay,
and they were like,
so for this particular question, when did you first become aware that you may have developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma from a Roundup exposure? That would have been around the time you were diagnosed, so I'll use April 14th, 2018. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
And then,
I see what you mean. I'm sorry.
It's okay. What is your height and in feet and inches, and then your weight, please?
I'm 5'4". What did you say? My height? My weight is 174.
Okay, thank you. All right. And then what is your email address, please?
All small caps, LJB Johnson 62@gmail.com.
Let me repeat that. So it's LJB, almost like Lyndon J. I'm sorry. It's L as in Larry, J as in John, B as in boy, and then your last name, Johnson, the number 62@gmail.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. This phone number you mentioned was a cell phone, and best time that you can be reached would be on afternoon. Is that all right?
Afternoon is fine.
Okay. And then the best number that you can be reached at is the cell phone number?
Yes.
And then how many times per year did you use Roundup?
Oh, at least 12 times.
Okay. And then did you use Roundup?
Because I did at least once a month.
Okay. Okay. And then, so once a month for 12 months in a year. Okay. Did you use Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using Roundup?
I was using Roundup for, I don't know, it's been like way back in, let's see, we definitely started at 2009.
Okay, so you...
I definitely know.
So I'm going to put January 1st, 2009, and then do you think you stopped using it around the time you got your diagnosis, 2018?
Yeah, in April.
Okay, so April 14, 2018 is when you stopped using Roundup. And did you stop using Roundup because of your medical diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay.
Barb, have Brigham and Company Assets started work on a state-of-the-art rebuild costing about $3 million. Some of the improvements include robotic milking systems and some new creature comforts.
So for this question, why did you stop using Roundup? Stop using product once diagnosed with NHL. And you said you applied it monthly, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how did you apply it? Did you use a hand sprayer, backpack, or a tractor with hoses?
No, the hand spray.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear while you were applying Roundup?
No, I didn't realize I needed to.
That's all right. And where did you apply it? It was at at your home, right? Did you apply it?
Yeah, like I said, I have carval stones and stuff And just my grass, just try to keep weeds down.
Okay. So you applied at your home residence, and so you applied it at like walkways, driveways, porches?
Yes.
Okay.
And mostly my backyard.
Okay, so where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Applied at home, mostly in backyard, along walkways, and gardening planter borders?
Yeah. And in front, on the sidewalks, they just did my sidewalks, which is a blessing, but they were coming through on the sidewalks too.
Okay. So that's walkways. And then how big of an area do you think it was applied?
10 feet by 10 by 12.
Okay.
Because I bought an awning that's 10 by 10, and I have just enough room to go around that. So my yard's not, it's not huge, but it's not
okay
small either.
Okay, so when did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? Applied at home, mostly in the backyard along walkways and lawn borders, covering approximately 10 by 12 feet.
Yeah.
Is that okay? All right. And then,
yes.
So you applied it at home. That would have been in the state of Pennsylvania, correct?
Oh, yes, Pennsylvania, yes.
And you used this in a residential setting?
Yes.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? That was directly through lawn and gardening maintenance?
Yes.
And it was directly, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you personally sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
And you were present during the application of Roundup, what, 100% of the time?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm only going to do a lot of the work.
If you were to estimate the number of exposures to Roundup in your lifetime, what number would you guess?
At least 50 times, at least 100. Yeah, I don't know. Because I would spray at least a month.
Well, you started using it in 2009 and you stopped in 2018. Would you say it's more than 100 times?
Yeah, because in the summertime, you had to spray even more.
So maybe 100 times, would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And do you live near a water well?
No.
Do you even get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Could have been.
Okay.
Because I use different stuff, but I don't think so.
No?
Okay. I don't use as much as in that time period, most of them Roundup, because I only need it for weeds and stuff like that.
Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, that's the Roundup is the only herbicide you've used?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
I don't know. What is benzene?
Then we'll say no. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
I don't think so.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Did you use the concentrate or a premix?
I used the concentrate at first, And I did notice me being itchy with that. So then I started with the mixed.
But
most of the time was the concentrated because it worked easier.
Okay. Okay. So you used the concentrate, you mixed it yourself then.
Yeah.
And when and where was the Roundup purchased?
Home Depot.
Okay. Do you know when your last time when you purchased?
It had to have been 2009.
Okay.
No. The last time I purchased would have been 2018.
Okay.
The beginning of 2018.
Did not like anybody. He always tried to be friendly to everybody. He was always caring. And I think that that's why he was last here when he was electrocuted at 8 years old, because the Lord wanted him to show people that you can be kind to everybody, regardless of how they look.
First direct, can't get into the index.
Do you have any purchase information to provide, like a proof of receipt or a credit card? Or any photographic
no,
evidence?
No, because I didn't realize that was happening, and
that's
that
okay.
Most of my purchases are always in cash when it comes to with stuff like that.
Okay, got it. And then do you have any Roundup in your possession now?
I have no idea.
What's that?
I said I have no idea.
You're not sure? Okay. So we'll say no, you don't have any Roundup in your possession. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes, part-time.
Okay. And what is the name of your employer?
Well... I have Figure Contour.
The name of the company is Figure Contour?
Yes.
Okay, where are they located?
434 South Fairmont.
Fairmont?
Yes, F-A-I-R-M-O-N-T, Street.
Okay. Is it Figure Contouring System?
Yes.
Okay. It's like an alternative medicine practitioner?
Yes.
You work for them part-time?
At times. Well, I do mostly cleanup work and stuff like that.
Okay, that's fine. And so you're maintenance there or house cleaning?
Yes.
And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
I had been losing, I had to stay in the hospital from 8 to 10 days, and then they were doing that.
So you were hospitalized for 8 to 10 days?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. And by the way, I'm going back to that question about your hospitalization. When were you hospitalized, your best estimate? What month and year that would have been? Would that have been April 2018?
Yes.
Okay. That was just after your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay.
They started treating me.
61 degrees. At 8:15 in a late October evening.
They started treating me, I think it's like April 17th to
18th. Which is Halloween. The forecast is 79 degrees, but also the record high temperature set back in 1950. That was 79 degrees. So we could be tying, potentially breaking a high temperature record.
Okay, so what I put Halloween for hospitalized for 8 to 10 days just after diagnosis, approximately April 14th to April 24th, 2018. Does that sound about right to you?
April 14th until the 24th?
Yeah, that'll cover approximately 10 days.
Yeah, that sounds about, yeah.
Okay. And then have you ever been involved in another lawsuit?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workman's compensation claims?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed a bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime other than a minor traffic offense?
No.
Do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed your NHL?
Yes, Leonard Appleman.
And where does he practice out of? What city and state?
He's in Oakland, PA, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I have a Dr.
Which
Leonard.
Most of the time, when it comes down to that area, they'll say Pittsburgh.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I have a Dr.
That's
Leonard.
Oakland area.
I have a Dr. Leonard Appleman, medical doctor specializing in oncology in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He has an office on 5150 Center Avenue. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, but I was going to 200. I have to spell it for you because I don't know how to. It's like I don't know. LOTHROP Street. I always had a hard time with the name of that. And with no teeth in, I really can't say it.
Okay, let me see if I can find it.
He probably has more than one office.
What was that address again? I'm so sorry. I apologize.
200. LOT as in Tom, H as in Henry, R as in Robert, O, P as in Paul.
That looks to be associated with an address with UPMC.
The UPMC?
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh, Presbyterian, yes.
Okay. That's where you would. That's where you're treated.
Yes.
Okay. That's a hospital.
Yes.
Okay. And it was under Dr. Leonard Appleman.
Men. A man, M-A-N.
In 3 days, Monday night football is at Anchor Shore Stadium with the Steelers hosting the New York Giants. It's a big game for Cam Hayward.
I have Dr. Appleman at the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center on 5115 Center Avenue, Hillman Cancer Center, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15232. Does that sound familiar to you?
Well, there's a cancer center over here. He's probably doing that now. But when I was going, he was at UPMC.
At 200 Lothrop Street? Lothrop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, see, you have a hard time with it, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I know how to pronounce that street. I've always had a hard time. Well, I'm sorry. Don't be sitting behind me. I don't know you there. Be growling at me.
I've got a phone number for UPMC Presbyterian. It's 412-530-1005. Okay. So where you were diagnosed was from Dr. Leonard Appleman, MD, PhD, oncology, at 200 Lothrop Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213, phone number 412-530-1005. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay. Were you also treated at that same hospital, UPMC Presbyterian?
Yes.
Okay. And under doctor and Dr. Leonard Appleman treated you?
Yes.
And the treatment started around 2000 You got diagnosed in April 14th, 2018. Is that when the treatment started?
The treatment started like the 17th to 18.
Okay. The 17th of 2018. Okay. And that was again at the UPMC Presbyterian Hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a lifelong Republican, and I voted for Trump twice, but I can't do it again. Trump wants a national sales tax on imported goods. It'll make everything more expensive for regular people, all while giving tax breaks to billionaires.
At the time, were you treated by the Hillman Cancer Center at all, UPMC Hillman Cancer Center, or that name came later?
That came later.
Okay, very good. Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Did you receive stem cell transplant?
They gave me chemotherapy.
Did they do radiation?
And they did it through IV.
Okay, so immunotherapy. No radiation?
Yeah, with chemotherapy, yeah. One
okay.
round.
And then was any surgery required?
Well, I had, when they did my biopsy, they had to cut into my skin and take a piece out.
Okay. So you would call that a surgery?
But no surgery.
Okay. So not a surgery. Okay. So they treated you via chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and radiation?
And then they gave me a blood test.
Okay.
Of course, they sent me home with meds.
and you survived all this. We're getting close to wrapping up here. What is the address that you live at?
I'm sorry?
What is the address that you live at?
That I live at? It's the 7739 Kelly Street.
Oh, okay. You live there, Kelly.
Yes.
And is that a house there?
Yes, it's a townhouse.
Is there a unit number or
no?
Your townhouse has 7739 as the address.
Yes.
Okay, 7739 Kelly Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15208. All right, great. Now, the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, they don't live with me, but my problem is it would be my mother, and she's older.
Okay. And
I'll give you her number until anything happens.
Yes, thank you. Okay, first, we'll start with her name.
Charlotte Butler.
And is Charlotte Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay, and Butler, Butler?
Yes.
And she's your mother?
Yes.
Okay, and what's her phone number that she can be reached at?
That would be the 412. What's her number? 412. I don't call nobody all like that. I got my phone with, the phone sit up there and tell you everything. I'll tell you, geez. Because she just got a new phone, too, so that's another reason why. Illegal. I have to look because I finally got her to get another phone. And I'm like, okay, woman.
This is for the protection of our children.
412. 522-7784.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you. So the emergency contact will be your mother, Charlotte Butler. We've already confirmed her first name and last name spelling. The phone number too is area code 412-522-7784. Is that right?
Yes.
And can we have permission to call her if necessary?
Yes.
Okay, great. I have one important question that I seem to have overlooked, possibly more, but I wanted to confirm. Are you aware that there are medical records at UPMC or with Dr. Leonard Appleman that can verify that your NHL diagnosis?
Yeah, you would have to get. I guess I have to give you permission for that because I don't have all of that.
But you're aware that they do have records of this of those. Of your diagnosis and
it's
treatment.
Good.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, bear with me here.
In Fayette County, police have now charged a woman in the death of her 2-year-old daughter.
There is a medical record that can confirm the diagnosis. All right. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit to get a settlement. The law firm is going to be talking to you. Want to speak to you by phone. To verify that you did use Roundup in the past and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They'll do that verification call before they actually request medical records. That's my understanding. They'll do the verification call sometime between now and the next 2 weeks. I'll be sending you a link in a few minutes with I'll send you a text message with a link to the forms that you're going to be signing. That's the legal agreement for legal representation, along with the release for medical records. Before I do that, I just wanted to confirm that you are filing a claim for yourself. You are Laura Butler Johnson, female, single, last four social 7110, date of birth November 3rd, 1962. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on April 14th, 2018. You're not sure what type of subtype it was, but you do know it's a non-Hodgkin lymphoma. This is the only diagnosis you've had. This is all in 2018. And you were, at the time of your diagnosis, you were over 18, but under the age of 80. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I've confirmed your email address and phone number. Everything looks good. I'm going to be sending you that text message in just a moment. So, but before I do that, before I send the legal forms, I want to make sure that everything looks good as far as the forms are concerned. I'm sorry about your diagnosis. I'm pleased to hear you're with us today and you survived. You're doing well.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I get pains and stuff, though, going through me and all that. But, yeah.
Let me see her.
Just 11 days away now from Election Day, and a new Franklin and Marshall poll shows Vice President.
Oh, a very important question. How was your diagnosis of NHL? How has it impacted your life?
Well, I'm not able to work as much. My breathing is I get out of breath pretty quickly, that type of thing. And every so often, I get rashes, but I'm starting to get emphysema and stuff from being so dried out from all that stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So I'm unable to work as much. Unable to.
Not emphysema. I meant to say eczema.
Yeah. Okay. Unable to work a full time schedule, and still has breathing problems.
Yes.
Is that
definitely.
Right?
Definitely. Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
The poll shows only 1 point separates Senator Bob Casey from Dave McCormick. Casey leading with 49% and McCormick 48%. Those results also fall within the poll's margin of error.
And you said you also have eczema?
No, I meant to say psoriasis and eczema.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. I'll just put on here. Unable to work a full-time schedule and has breathing problems.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I believe that's it. Let me submit the agreement. Okay, I just got confirmation. It went through. Let me go to the... Have you ever done DocuSign before in the past?
No.
Okay. I'm going to send you a link with a text message. And this is the legal forms to sign electronically through your smartphone. It's pretty easy. We're going to do it for the first time here. Bear with me here.
Okay,
so if you want to put me on speakerphone, so that way you're hands-free, you can actually do the signing, because I just sent you the documents to your cell phone.
Yeah, I got that. Okay. So open it up?
Yeah, you're going to click the link, and you're going to agree to SMS messaging.
Wait a minute. Go to SMS. SMS messaging.
You're going to agree.
Is that the huh?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. You're going to agree. You're going to click. Go ahead. I'm
not going to click in the HHPS thing.
Yeah, you're going to click on that link first.
Okay. Let me check. Clicking. It's going over. Hold on.
No problem.
I'm not good with phones and all that stuff. Okay, DocuSign. Do I want to say yes?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So I push yes. It's going over. I allow while using the site. Allow at times. I don't want to use this. Can I just say never allow?
Well, you do have to allow. You do have to allow.
Oh, allow.
Yes.
Allow what? This time or visit? Which one?
Yes.
The first one or the second one?
It whatever you choose. You do need allow this one time is fine.
Okay, I got you. Now it says security check. It has my email. It says continue or decline. Continue.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, please review and act on these documents.
Okay.
Please sign. Okay, so do I just put my finger on here?
Well, you're going to hit the check mark that box that says below at the bottom of that page. It says, I agree to use.
Oh, I agree?
Yeah. Check mark that box.
I got that.
And then you can hit yellow continue.
Now continue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got that. And it says start up here.
Yes. Okay. So if you hit the yellow start button, it's going to take you to the first place that needs a signature.
Okay.
And then.
Now what do I do?
You should be able to click where you need to sign.
Okay.
And when you click where the signature goes, it's going to ask for you to either draw a signature or just select a signature.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, what are you looking at first of all?
I guess it says draw.
Okay, so you can either draw or you can select style. Next, do you see draw? It's underlined. If you go to the left, it says select style. It actually choose a signature for you.
Yeah, I just saw that. It only has. If that's okay, I'll do the Laura Butler Johnson.
Okay, then go to the bottom.
And they got the LB down here. Is that okay?
If you go to the bottom, it says adopt and sign. Click that button.
Uh-huh.
And that'll allow you to sign using that signature.
Okay. Now, do I click on this next one? Uh-oh. I got to go back. Where'd I go?
Did you adopt and adopt and sign?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, so now you're just going to be following the yellow navigation buttons at the top of the page. Hit next, and you'll be placing signatures where they are needed.
Okay, so wait a minute. I'm trying, I don't know what this is. Wait, it's got my. I need some damn glasses. I can't see. And it got dark.
It's okay.
And, let me see. I'll see if I can see this. Let's see what this says. This says my name, date of birth. It's all yellow over here. Do I deal with that? Oh, I got to do my social security. Oh, you got that in there already.
No,
the last seven numbers.
Yellow, if you go to the top of the page, there's a yellow navigation.
Yeah. Okay, this one.
It says next. So you click the next, and it'll take you to the page. It'll take you to the page where a signature is needed.
Well, this one says alcohol and abuse. That needs initial.
Yes.
And then the next one says, I understand. So that needs initial. And this one requires a signature. Signature of patient or guardian inside box. And I'm just pushing the boxes. Okay, it says I'm finished.
Okay, let me take a look at this. You're all done?
It says that.
Did you hit the yellow finish button?
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I've been waiting. Okay, it says, you're done signing. Then there's a continue button.
Yes, you have completed the signing. I can see that on your end. You know what? Guess what? We're all done.
Okay, so no continue?
You can continue. I think it's just...
I don't know what the continue is for. That's why I'm asking you.
No, it's okay. You're fine.
I'm fine. I'm done?
Yeah, you're done.
Okay, so I can come out of this. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll come. Okay.
A copy of the copy of the legal agreement has been sent to your email, so it's always available in your email. Be on the lookout for the call from the law firm. The law firm is Pulaski Kirker, 84D. Pulaski Kirker, they're going to reach out to you in about a week or two to do a case verification. It only takes about five minutes. Be on the lookout for their call. I'm going to send you a text with my name and phone number so you always know who the person was that helped you get signed up.
Okay.
Bear with me here.
No problem.
And if you do think of someone that has used Roundup and was diagnosed with a cancer, like a non-Hodgkin lymphoma, have that person call me so I can help that person.
Okay.
Okay, so I just sent you a link to, a text message with my contact information.
Yeah, I'm going to try to save this. Save, yes, save.
Okay, good.
Where is my save at? Give me my save. I hate phones.
It's okay.
What's your name?
My name is John.
John.
John, yes, correct. Okay. And I just sent you a text message. Did you get it?
Yeah. I'm just trying to save you in the contacts.
Yeah. And now I'm going to text you the name of the law firm is Pulaski Kirker. I just sent you the name of the law firm and the phone number too. Did you get that text as well?
Yeah, it came through.
Perfect, perfect. That's it. Laura, we're all done. You've successfully signed up for the case to get a settlement. It's going to take time to reach a resolution to actually get paid. Be patient. Be on the lookout for that phone call from the law firm. They're going to be reaching out to you, okay? Is there any questions
Thank
I can
you.
Answer
Do
you
have? You? I was about to say, will their name pop up or will their area code pop up?
You know, I don't know. I'm not certain. If you get calls, just find out, are you from Pulaski? And if they say yes, you know you want to talk to them. If they say nope, you've already signed up for the Roundup lawsuit.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for letting me help you. I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I'm so pleased to hear you're with us today. You're strong. You're in great spirits. I can totally tell. And you've been a pleasure to work with.
Thank you. I'm glad you could understand me. The young man that called me the other day for you to give me a call, I couldn't understand anything he was saying, and I was like, I'm trying.
You're doing great.
I couldn't understand. And then me with my no mouth and no teeth, I'm like, oh, we're really having a good team right here, you know?
You know, you said that. When you said no mouth and no teeth, I'm like, you sound great. You sound like you've got a full set of teeth in your mouth.
I do? So,
yeah, you do. You sound like
excellent. Oh, no. I have the whole top row gone.
Oh, geez. Oh, girl.
Well, I'm looking for me a dentist.
I got you. If you find a good one, let me know, okay? Well, listen, you
Now I'm telling you, they're hard to find.
They are.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. You take care. Have a wonderful evening, okay? Bye, Laura.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, honey.